Blog Talk Radio.
Not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart, where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looked at what I did and think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, brother, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life, and you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
DDP yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
All right. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's December 7th, and this is the most wonderful internet radio show. It ain't your mama's radio show. It ain't your mama's yoga. Welcome to DDP Radio with Team DDP Yoga. It's Sparky with Robert and Stacy. How's it going, guys?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. And now tonight I got to warn everybody and you guys, it's a little bit more winging of the show than normal because I haven't had a chance to look at much. I got my dashboard up. I got sort of my plan in place, but, the whole plan that's been in place and sort of has been keeping me on the edge of my seat is, the expectant child that, should be in the house any day now that Jenny and I have been expecting since next week, and we're expecting tomorrow official due date. Hopefully something's happening here soon. So things have been a little crazy. How about you guys?
Well, I've had a good week. You know, I'm back from a lot of traveling, and I'm doing some writing and settling into the holiday season and kind of enjoying life right now. How about you, Robert?
I've been working, you know.
That's
pretty
no new news for you.
No.
Well, I just want to say, both of you, you are so remarkable, the way you always keep your composure. You have so much going on in your lives, and the way you handle it is very inspiring to me.
Well, you haven't
you
seen the sniper rifle and you know, and the ladder to get to the top of the tower yet, so...
Well, guys, we have had actually what looks to be a pretty phenomenal week at Team DDP Yoga with memberships. We're going to have 10 new members this week to welcome. So everybody wants to bear with me. And if you see these guys on the site, for you listening, if you haven't joined Team DDP Yoga yet, it's teamddpyoga.com. This is half of what DDP Yoga has to offer. You have the workouts, but for the inspiration, the motivation, and the help doing the workouts and to figure out what the hell is going on, Team DDP Yoga is the place to be. And these 10 people figured it out. So welcome to Ed Hansen, Mel, I hope I got that right, Kerry Snellgrave, Robert Knox, Anthony Antoine, and I have to give a shout-out to my boy, Danimal, really good friend of mine, decided to give it a try. He's a big runner, has always worked out, just did the Diamond Dozen a day before a run, and typically had some pain through the run, said he felt great for the first time in a long time doing some running, just doing a Diamond Dozen beforehand. So welcome, Dan. Thanks for joining up. I'm glad you're here and enjoying the workouts. Welcome to Jacob, Katie Reeves, Jason Young, Kelly Kilbane, and that's it. That's our 10 new peeps, and all of them within the past couple of days. So,
welcome, everyone.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, welcome. So, really really good stuff. The site's been pretty kicking. You know, we got a lot of good stuff happening up there. You know, I don't know, Stacy, did you hear the show last week and something that we're looking forward to starting here in a new segment with some of the people in Team DDP Yoga?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. And I told Dallas I would start recruiting, you know, looking people up and trying to persuade them to come on and share their story or whatever's going on with them.
And this is a great story. For everybody listening, sort of on the fly, we kind of came up with the team here doing an Own Your Own Life segment on the show. And it's really, you guys get to listen to us every week, and we get to interact with you in the chat room. It's awesome. We get to talk to you on Team DDP Yoga. We get to talk to you on Twitter, at DDP Yoga on Twitter. And if you're on Facebook, post it on DDP Yoga page, we get to see you there. But we got a segment now just for you, the Own Your Life segment. And really, what we're trying to do with this is to get you guys to come on the show, and not only just sort of come on the show to say, hey, here's who I am, because we want to know you. We know everybody else wants to know you. But everybody knows sort of where we've been at. We've tried to help you. This is a chance for you to inspire others and for others to see where you can go from day one to day 30, day 30 to day 60, day 60 to day 90. And I think it's just going to be an amazing journey. And we have one person who's going to pop into the show already next week. We kind of threw a challenge out there. It's pretty funny. You guys know Eric Phillips from the site?
Eric Phillips?
Yeah.
Does he go by a different name, or is it Eric Phillips on
Jersey
the site?
Jersey Wolf.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's got a couple things. So it's sort of like he had posted some stuff about how he was rebooting. He's always been excited about it. So I kind of threw it down at the end of last week. And as we know now, Arthur downloads all the shows, you know, and listens to them at work afterwards. And I guess, and I'll let Eric talk about it when he comes on and joins us as our first guest next week. But he and Arthur were in touch, and I guess Arthur said, hey, they kind of threw down a challenge for you, got in touch with Eric, and he's like, you know what, that's what I want to do. He was going to call last week. He's got a lot of stuff going in grad school. He's got a family and everything else, but next week he'll pop in to tell us where he's been, what's going on in his life, and sort of get everybody here an update on what DDP Yoga has done for him, because really, in the end, what can you do with DDP Yoga? That's the message we want to get to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, I talked to Dallas about this, it would be great to get people on who are, you know, in the midst of some struggle, because, you know, Sparky, you and I are pretty open about when we have our down times and our challenges, and that's all part of it, you know. So it's not like we all have to be up and perfect all the time. It's about riding through the rough spots too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the ups and the downs. You know, kind of brings me to an ad hoc topic that I thought we could use for tonight that kind of focuses on the ups and the downs and more trying to figure out where you're at. I was reading some material, you know, and some inspirational and motivational material this week, and I put a little blog on the site about it, and about waiting or expecting, okay? And it kind of hit me as I read it. You never think about the two terms and where you're at in each one, but it was trying to say there's a big distinction between waiting and expecting. You know, when I first started my journey, and even before, and I think it's a mindset that you have, maybe when you're in that 10% space, you know, when you said, you know, when you have your ups and downs, you have to recognize the downs. But the idea is, like, are you waiting and just sitting around? If you're waiting, then you are just sitting around. You're in the present, in the present only, trying to figure out what's going on with you. Like, you know, when you're in the checkout in the grocery store and there's, like, 30 people in front of you and you're getting really pissed off because you needed to get through for some reason, you had to get through in the next, you know, minute, even though you knew you could be standing there for a while. You're asking yourself why. In a weight loss journey, why can't you lose the next couple pounds? Why can't you hit a certain move and hold it? You know, why did you eat that food? And you're always asking yourself why in the here and now. It's a good question to ask, but sometimes can't you beat yourself up pretty bad if all you're focusing on is why, like sort of the woe is me?
Yeah, it's a beat up job, and it also is really the perfect formula for keeping you right where you are, you know. So Richard Wilson, who does some great blogs on Team DDP yoga, and he did one about how to really properly, when you do the mind chatter and you question yourself, how to phrase the questions, and it's all about phrasing them in terms of what you want. Even if it's not where you think you are right now or you think it's out of your reach, you know, stuff like, why do I always love doing, DDP yoga on a regular basis? You know, stuff like that. And it will literally reprogram you.
Absolutely. And you have to do those kinds of things. And, you know, I think you have to think about how you're thinking. And if you're asking yourself why, the next thing I'm going to challenge you with is to change that question of why and living in the now to an expectation where you're looking towards the future. Because an expectation really is a mindset where your heart and your mind in your forward thinking is putting you towards the future because something good is about to happen to you.
Yeah, that is so true, Sparky. And I was just talking about this with a friend the other day, how our expectations are pretty much, that's our map, that's our internal compass, whether we realize it or not. You know, if we expect good things or if we expect to be tripped up, either way, we're tend to going to program our behavior and our patterns to manifest and experience that expectation. So it might as well be a good one, even if I feel like I'm faking it and kind of lying to myself. But I'm lying to myself for a good purpose, so it's okay.
That's cool. Hey, for anybody out there, if you want to talk to us about maybe what you've been asking yourself why for, or how you can look and set expectations for yourself, give us a call, 347-994-1216. I had to slow that down a little bit because DDP, I was in my fast radio voice last week, and I rattled off 347-994-1216. And his ears couldn't keep up with me. I don't know if your ears can keep up with me out there in DDP yoga land, but that's the number. And DDP Radio on Blog Talk Radio is the chat room. If you don't want to hear your voice on the radio show, get your fingers typing in the chat room because we'll hit you up there too. So,
hey, did you guys see the question Ryan had in the chat room?
No, yeah, I just read it. You want me to read it out loud, Sparky?
Go for it.
Okay. Ryan says, I notice when I get in the seated position and also in that other position where you stretch your hips, I feel tightness under the hip, but above the knee. Is this a good or a bad sign?
Kind of like, are you talking like your whole thigh? Or are you talking about like right on your hip, like your hip flexor or something? Hey, Ryan, I'm not sure. There's two different things that could be going on there with your quad or your hip. I'm not going to say it's a bad sign. I mean, there's a thing about tightness, I think, and there's a thing about moving it forward to pain. If it's pain, bad. Stop.
Yeah, if it's pain, I would say back off the position or the stretch. And if it's not pain, just gently work with it until you gain flexibility, but never force it, you know?
Yeah, different people are going to be tight in different places, so definitely not everyone's the same when it comes to that.
Okay, and Ryan gave us sort of a description in the chat. It kind of looks like it's maybe your upper quad before actually getting tucked up underneath your hip. I'm going to call that your quad there, Ryan. And he says it's not really pain. You know, you could do a variety of stretches with that. One thing I would do is start yourself maybe, you know, on one leg, picking your foot up off the ground behind you, grabbing your ankle with your hand and kind of holding it there. And just start to leverage your heel back until you start to bring it into your butt, and that'll start to stretch that quad out a little bit. Now, what this is going to do, DDP yoga, you can always go somewhere, is going to start to position you to get into hood ornament. And when you start to get into hood ornament, does everybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hood ornament, you kind of start to lean forward with your upper torso, and you start to bring the leg that you have kind of pivoted up with your heel into your butt behind you. And as you start to bring that back and start to torque that up, you start to stretch out the quad up into the hip, and that will start to release that muscle. You don't want to kind of yank it and go, jump right into hood ornament all at once if you're feeling that tightness or you're feeling a little bit of pain there. But just ease into it. Over a matter of a couple of weeks, you'll hit it, and I think you'll really help to loosen that up. That's one thing I would recommend. I don't know, Robert or Stacy, if you maybe have a couple of things that will work for you.
Well, I mean, I like hood ornament, and I also like all those moves where you are standing. I mean, I think that's a great way. It's almost like doing double duty because you've got to work on balance and a little stretching, and I would, you know, start with that also, because once you master that, you're so strong. You're so, like, I don't know, it's helped me to master that whole stand-up series. It's kind of changed my posture. And in a way, there's something about being able to balance on one foot for a really long time that's a real confidence builder, too.
You know, for opening up the hips in that area, I like can opener as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a sweet move.
It's got to go in slowly.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been doing this a while, and I still have to go easy with can opener. And it is like you said, Robert, depends on how everyone's built differently, and I might never, you know, be able to just ease into a full can opener. I don't know. We'll have to see. But that's one move where I take it slow and easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like the wrap and burn still kills me.
Oh, wrap and burn.
Yeah.
it was probably not until a couple months ago on wrap and burn. I'll talk about that hip getting a pinch in there. I would have to, like, kind of jump out of wrap and burn because I would get it, and all of a sudden I get, like, a tweak in my hip, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Time. So, yeah.
He's asking which exercises or which DVDs, the can opener and the hood ornament. I think the hood ornament's on stand-up, and I know the can opener's on strength building. It's probably on a couple others.
Yeah, and you're going to catch probably, and I think you're going to catch can opener also on mixed tape, because one thing I can say, the only workout I haven't done is stand up. When I ordered my Max Pack, they duplicated a CD on me or a DVD on me last time, so I never got stand up. I've never done that workout.
Oh, it rocks! It is such a cool workout. I love it.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, it's the one that I keep thinking, man, I would love to have that, because after you're doing a lot of mat moves and a lot of strength building moves with your upper body and your arms, and you're doing some DDP yoga push-ups, oh, good God, you want to take a break. It's probably the best one to do.
Yeah, and I think both of those exercises might also be on Diamond Cutter, can opener and hood ornament. I'm not positive, but Diamond Cutter's a great workout.
So, Ryan, there's an expectation for you. You know, if you're looking towards doing something, don't ask yourself why you can't do it today or why your leg's tight today. Start looking to the future. Seriously, pull out a couple of those moves, can opener, hood ornament, and start easing yourself into it. And I'm telling you, within 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to hit it. And, you know, you should only expect the best out of yourself at that point, bro.
Yeah, and you know, there's no reason why you can't go past the sixth pick. And when you're doing something like that, to take some pictures to chart your progress on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's always worth doing something like that. I mean, you look at the flexibility picks when people have, when you're doing the forward bend in the six picks. To me, that was one of my most astonishing photographs, to look at that and to look at the, you know, the leg lift that I have in there. I mean, when you start out, you don't realize really how flexible your body is doing DDP yoga, but it's amazing. It's the best combination of flex, you know, calisthenics, the dynamic resistance. Good God, how do you beat it?
You don't. It's the best there is.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to see if we've got some good data boys sort of going on this week. We have Steve Henderson as always, who's popping in and always has a great story. He started at 310. He's down to 268, and he's measuring himself as 36% body fat, 40 pounds down. So that's pretty awesome, Steve. Steve is a pumped dude, too. I don't know if you've ever seen his posts on the website welcoming people, but this guy's in it to win it, you know. There's no holding it. And if you've ever seen a picture of him, he put his original picture up, and he's a big guy, you know, to begin with. But he is flexing in one of these picks. He has got, like, the pipes. The pythons on this guy are amazing.
Wow.
So, looking good, Steve, working it out. You're a good inspiration for everybody else who's there. And I want to give a shout-out to Mella, who came on the site. And, you know, Steve's trying to inspire Mella already. He's been on there. But they've been looking forward to, they can't wait to get started. It's on the list for Christmas. And so she's been working with the doc, trying to get serious about getting healthy. So this is coming up on Christmas. And Mella said they're going to be very frank and open on their blog here. So we welcome it. Welcome you to DDP Yoga and look forward to getting you into the program, hopefully. Give us a call and let us know what you're doing and how things are going for you. So
I just saw, I'm looking in the chat room, Inspired the Movie is actually a different movie. I saw that you answered. I think you're thinking of, I forget what it's called. Something about yoga, but,
Yeah, I'm thinking of Why Yoga.
Why, yeah, that's what you're thinking of. Inspired the Movie is actually done by one of our team members. It's, website team members, I should say, Steve Yu, and it's something he's been working on for about 5 years now. And he's got a lot of Arthur footage and Terry and DDP, and there's a lot of, he basically has gone around and followed people just to get their stories and to find inspiration. It's not done yet from what I understand, but I'm hoping it'll be out soon because Steve does some amazing work.
Yeah, Steve is the one who put together my YouTube video that's on the DDP Yoga page. He's amazing.
And he also did the video on the front of the DDP Yoga video, or website.
And
that
that's
is
something.
So great. If you guys haven't checked it out, you anyone listening, go to that home page. And if that doesn't inspire you, man, nothing will.
No, absolutely not. I tell you, the coolest thing about DDP Yoga, he's got incorporated Team DDP Yoga in there. You hit that page, and Stacy and Arthur on it in the front. He's got a great opening video. But if you start to come down, DDP is asking, who are you? If you're an elite athlete, if you've got some of those injuries, the bad knees, back, and hips, if you're coming here because you're overweight, because this thing hits everybody, and how you can tell that, keep scrolling down. And for all of those wrestling fans, one of the coolest things that's up there, he just got Mr. Y2J, Chris Jericho himself, sort of helping us pimp DDP Yoga. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
And did you see the Perry Saturn one, Sparky?
No, it never came up for me again.
Yeah, that's something. It's not done yet, but we're working on it. We've got a testimony coming from Perry Saturn. We've also got one coming from Ray Lloyd, and we're working on getting one from Mark Merrow as well.
Damn, that is some awesome stuff. And if nobody knows sort of the story on Perry Saturn, he was kind of out of the picture for a while, resurfaced, and Perry and DDP hooked up, right? And DDP
yeah.
was like, Perry, what can we do together?
Well, I mean, it was actually a little bit, you may not even know the whole story. It was a little bit more involved than that. They had done, I guess Dallas had kind of found out Perry's story, you know, because he was homeless for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
He was, unfortunately, hooked on meth, and him and his wife kicked it together. I mean, they didn't use a clinic or anything. They just used willpower. But they've been off it for about two years or so. But I guess Dallas heard the story, and you know, we did the, or Dallas did the interview that was up on YouTube with Perry. Dallas called me and put me in charge of putting a contact form in the front of the site. And we've since then, we found, if you go to perrysaturn.net, his website just launched a couple of days ago. We've got him up on Twitter. I've got Bambi's handling bookings for him. We're hooking him up, basically, just trying to get him, back on his feet
awesome.
And doing everything we can for him.
Dude, that site is pretty cool. Like, you know, because he was part of the Flock, right?
Yeah, he was,
because he was, like, back in the day, WCW, like, running the table, man. The guy was wicked. I mean, he was, like, wicked intimidating in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's some, actually, if you go to that, to perrysaturn.net, there's some videos up on that site, and there's this one leg drop that he does. There's a scaffolding about 10 feet above the ring, and he does a leg drop from it. It's insane.
Sweet.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on there.
I just think it's amazing because you've heard all this stuff. If you've been a wrestling fan for a long time, where he was sort of out of the picture like that, he comes back. DDP gets the best candid, honest interview with him, and now he's making this rise. He's all over the place. He's in with DDP Yoga. It's one of the coolest things, one of the coolest stories to check out. But it's worth mentioning. You know, that interview is on Dial Page. It's on DDP TV. So everybody should check that out. Is the Jericho stuff on DDP TV too, or just on DDP Yoga?
Yeah, it's up on DDP. It's up on the DDP YouTube. I believe it's DDPTV.com. We've got somebody.com
mm-hmm.
to lose track.
yeah, I know. DDP has every form of media blitz that's going on right now for DDP Yoga. And for everybody out there who's not connected, it's worth mentioning. You people out there who are following DDP Yoga and Real DDP on Twitter, DDP Yoga, we're up to 1,779 followers. We're only 20 away from 1,800. So everybody listening tonight, if you've got one friend who hasn't followed yet, hit that. And for everybody who's listening, who's following DDP Yoga with almost 1,800 followers, hit the Facebook site. I mean, you want to do that. We've got like 400 followers, and the coolest thing that's over there, if you go hit it and you like it, there's an awesome contest you put together, Robert.
Yeah, it took me a second because we've got so much stuff going on, but yeah, actually, we've got a contest up right now, which is going to end next week, I believe, that Ryan in the chat room entered. And if you go up there and you like the page and you send me your story, then you're automatically entered to the grand prize is to get a call with DDP along with the package, and the second prizes are to get the packages.
Yeah, so people right now, the chances are pretty good with 300 people. You gotta hop in there and like it, because there's a good chance that you can get one of those packages and one of those calls. And as I come right back to the chat room, we're growing in the chat room. So Gene just joined us. How you doing? Giving a shout out to you. You've been joining us the past couple weeks, so we appreciate you being here and supporting the show. And HD, the professor, is in the chat room and kind of hanging out and listening to the show. So it's always good to hear from you, Mr. Dembski. So love to have you here. And anybody else who is listening on the phone, you can join the chat room at Blog Talk Radio, DDP Radio. Or if you want to give us a call and you have a question, it's 347-994-1216. 347-994-1216. Stacy, Robert, and Sparky here to help you along.
Yeah, there's actually, since you mentioned it, there's some other things that are going on that we haven't completely fleshed out yet. There is the Team DDP Yoga coupon code is still available. We're going to keep that up for about another week or so. So anybody who wants to go, just enter that coupon code. It's all one word, Team DDP Yoga, and that'll save you 10% off your order. We've also got something really cool, which we haven't completely planned out, that we haven't got all the details set yet, but not this weekend, but next weekend, it's going to be military weekend. It's going to be very, very cool. We've got some more details about that coming out.
That's pretty cool, and it's actually, we're saying, because today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and it goes without saying, if you don't know DDP and, you know, Team DDP Yoga, the respect that he shows and the love that he has for our military and this community has for our military is beyond words. And our community is made up of so many people in the armed forces who have given all they have to allow us to live the free life that we have and allow us to be on this radio show. You know, hopefully inspiring you and keeping you going, just as those guys inspire us every day by keeping us alive. So thank you guys, and it's a good time to remember them and thank them, because without them we wouldn't have much. And you guys are a big part of the community here. So thanks.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's going to be a lot more military coming onto our site, hopefully very soon.
That's awesome, and there's actually a couple military groups out there. For anybody who doesn't know it, on the Team DDP Yoga site, you know, we try to call out a couple features all the time. There's actually a groups functionality out there that people leverage. If you want to come in and you're in a certain part of the country and you want to talk to certain people in the country, people have thrown up. There's YRG Alabama up there. There's people across the pond. We got YRG Scotland, Cosford Global. We got Canada. We've got the cyclists. We've got the Kitchen Warriors, Oklahoma City Fire Department, which DDP was out there, I believe, last summer, got them all hooked on it. So you can come in and check out the groups, and there's a few of the military groups in there too. So if you guys want to come on, join a group, and see what's going on, please do. It's one of the coolest things out there. So, you know, another thing that's worth mentioning here, if you're just listening to us for the first time, or you're just getting started and you've listened to us for a couple weeks and maybe have some questions, don't know where to get started, I would invite you to hit the forum and check out the Challenge Center and hit the You're Ready Go Challenge, because that gives you a lot of information and a lot of things that you can start doing to really start to master DDP yoga. There's a couple other challenges in there. You can check them out. But that's a pretty good place to start. So do you guys have any suggestions for people? Maybe they're just starting this week. They're just listening to us. How do you get people started and start setting expectations so they have something good to look forward to through this holiday season, because it's going to be challenging?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, that there may be some unique challenges to set for yourself as far as, you know, watching what you eat, controlling. Because, you know, everyone's going to snack a little bit. Everyone's going to hit the cookies and everything a little bit. But that might be part of the challenge, right? The goals that you can set for yourself is just to limit that as much as possible.
Absolutely. I think setting goals is great for expectations, because if you put something in front of you and you look at Arthur's video, and I'm going to paraphrase here, if you tell people that you're going to do something or you write something down, you're more likely to stick to it and hit it. And, you know, you got to follow SMAC principles: specific, measurable, achievable, compatible. And here's the expectation: keep it going over time. You know, you're going to keep your sights forward and you're going to keep moving forward to hit it.
Yeah, and I would add to that, this what's tough for me about this season is there are a lot of, you know, edible temptations, and a lot of them are homemade, and they come from people's hearts, you know, and people put a lot of personal effort into, you know, gifts that are edible, and they're very decadent, and that can kind of tug at your heartstrings a little bit. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a license to throw everything out the window either. You know, you can either turn it down politely. You have to use your own discretion. Have a little instead of a lot, or just, you know, say, look, I'm really committed to clean eating, and I'm basically, you know, use the food allergy angle. My body's going to really react badly, and I love what you did. I'm going to find a good home for it. But this is what I'm doing right now because of, if you say food allergies, that takes a lot of the perceived rejection out of the equation, and they tend to be more understanding.
Ryan threw a question in that made me laugh. He said, I want a yoga mat for Christmas. Who shall I pick to get it for me? And actually, I read that. Which one shall I pick? You definitely need a mat. If you're doing it on some carpet and stuff, you're definitely saving your knees. If you're doing it on some hardwood, a mat works. Now, you can get one of those $10 or about a quarter inch jobs. I'm telling you, there's nothing going to be better, and I'm a huge fan of the Manduka. I call it Manduka, but Mr. Doug Steffen, who is recovering in Germany right now, they just put him back together. He's our $6 million man, but he gave me a Manduka mat. It's long, which is good. I forget, it's over 6 feet long, which accommodates me because I'm about 6'2", and it is like doing DDP yoga on there, you know? It's like doing it on a cloud. And we had a question about how is Doug doing? He seems to be doing pretty well. He called on the show last week, Ryan, and I texted him back and forth. He's actually in really good spirits and just healing it up and taking it easy. So I think it's going to be pretty cool, and everybody here and Team DDP Yoga is going to get a great story from him. So just, you know, keep hanging in there. Keep looking out, because Doug's going to be doing a lot of cool stuff coming up.
You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about doing, and you know, just for, you know, maybe Sparky and Stacy is, you know, clips of things that could be taken out of context, and we've had a lot of that tonight. So if you hear me laughing, that's probably why. It's just my mind working.
That's good. Yeah, and we always try to mix it up and keep it on an edge here, so that's pretty good.
Oh, you know what? I just got this idea, and if anyone wants to send me any ideas or recipe ideas, I'm going to try to come up this month with a dairy-free eggnog recipe. Mm. And if you guys know of any or want to share any ideas, feel free to contact me through DDP Yoga.
Sweet, that would be pretty cool. I used to be addicted to eggnog.
Yeah, I know some people just don't want to celebrate without it. So I'm going to see what can be done along those lines, if it's going to be something that's palatable or if it's just one of those things where it's, you know, you're better off either not having it at all or just going for the real thing. Time will tell.
If you can make anything taste as near as the real thing, I'm in.
Yeah, especially with the consistency.
Yeah, Jean just said there she saw one in the store the other day. So, you know, maybe there's something on the market too. But I'm going to work on that. That's my project for the next week.
I got to tell you guys, we're talking about eating out and challenges and coming up with stuff for the holidays. I think a lot of people go out to eat. I was going to throw a picture up on this on Team DDP Yoga. I don't know if these are nationwide or an East Coast thing. Everybody know what an Eaton Park is?
No.
No, Eaton Park is kind of like it's they got a salad bar if you got a King's or anything like that. But you go in, it's kind of got sort of a diner atmosphere, but in a larger scale, and they've got a salad bar. You can get like burgers and plated food and things like that. But it's not like really the fanciest of restaurants. But it's a really good place to go in and stop and get a nice quick and cheap meal. We walk in the other night, and typically I'll sit down, I'll get the salad bar, we'll get the kids something to eat. I pick up the menu, and I look, it's redone, I flip it over. The back is a celiac-friendly menu selections, all gluten-free, and then they also had dairy-free selections on the back, which was cool, and you can get any of their sandwiches with a gluten-free bun.
Wow.
Amazing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's spreading.
It definitely is spreading, and I was like, you know what? With the salad bar tonight, I am getting a hamburger. So I got a hamburger on a gluten-free bun, and it was amazing.
And Sparky, you and I both know we've experienced the benefits of prolonged clean eating and what it does. And I just want to give myself my own attaboy or attagirl, because I had a monumental thing happen yesterday when I was shopping for yoga pants. I bought three pairs of them in a size small. And, you know, for me, I'll always be pear-shaped, but, you know, that's always been my problem region. And I never could have done this without the combination of DDP Yoga and being gluten and dairy free. I mean, and I had the sales lady take a picture of me. I posted it on Facebook, on the DDP Yoga Facebook page. So I just, you know, I'm still kind of reeling, because for me to say I'm wearing a size small pair of pants is so astonishing, but it's real.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I can't wait until the next time I can get a nice, slim pair of yoga pants and be like, wow, those look damn good.
Just promise we won't take pictures.
No, we want pictures.
I'll leave the hot pants to you, Stacy, and spare everybody the pain.
Thank you.
That's too cool, though. That's awesome. It makes you feel so good when you're able to throw something on that you're like, I never thought I would wear this before, and now I can hop into it.
It does. It makes it so worth it, and it's just a bonus. I mean, for me, the whole thing is really feeling good and feeling more energetic and more mental clarity. But then, you know, when I can have fun shopping, you know, that's just a great bonus.
Absolutely, and I as you start to do this, folks, you can have, you know, look forward to it and expect it, because this was now a couple months ago most of my fat pants. I think I had 15 pairs of pants that I could probably have stuck, you know, 1.5 of me into those pants. All went to Vietnam vets, packed them up in a bag, kissed them goodbye. Out of my closet, gone forever.
Good for you, and they went on to a good purpose, you know, so that's totally cool.
Absolutely. And if for nothing else, guys, man, yeah, you know, help out some charities with what DDP Yoga's been able to do for you, man. Take some of those clothes out of the closet and donate them. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Especially this time of the year. You gotta help everybody out that you can.
Absolutely.
So we should talk a little bit about the store here for people who don't know what's going on with DDPYoga.com, because I love the new site. Robert, you've done an amazing job. And Robert and team, you never want to forget that there's a lot of other people behind.
Oh, yeah.
And side by side with Robert, who have done a lot of these good things. I mean, the videos on the site are amazing. I love to watch the first video that's on there, that vignette that DDP does. He blasts off 12 years of research. He's talking about it. It's really damn cool. And then if you go to About DDP Yoga, and you've added two more menu selections since I've been there the other day. The site keeps growing and getting better every day. But if you go to the Meet DDP thing, he's got himself doing some of the psycho push-ups and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. He is really, at 55, insane. It's insane what he can do.
Have you seen him do the Superman push-ups yet?
No.
Yeah, it was in one of the videos. It's pretty crazy. Was that in one of the military videos, I think?
I think it was in the DDP Extreme one, but I might be wrong.
Okay. Because I saw him do those with, like, and it was crazy because his, like, arms were outstretched, his feet were outstretched. He's in a Superman pose and basically just lifting himself up, like, doing a push-up like that. It's insane. I have yet to try those, and I have a long way to go before I'm going to get there, but it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, the Stacey, he was on the show last week, and he was talking about those, and he can do 18 in a row now.
Oh, my God.
I can almost do a quarter of one.
I can get in position
and
fall down
about,
from one.
I'm going to have to try one just to see what I'm capable of at this point, but I'm just looking forward to the next challenge, and that extreme stuff is going to be it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah, we got a message from the duplicator that those were delayed a little bit, but they should be shipping out this week.
Too sweet. It's been a long time coming, and, man, there's some explosive energy around DDP Yoga right now, and it's the time to be here, folks. It's the time to get it on, and, you know, you're starting a brand new year. There's the best time to get it is right now. There shouldn't be any excuses. Get it for the holidays. Get it for people for the holidays. There's not a better thing you could do for yourself or someone else. But, Stacey, I was going to tell you, if you're going to try that Superman push-up, at the least, start it as a plank and post it to the Challenge Center.
Okay.
In the Plank U Challenge. I'm the only one in there with my crazy plank. I need some competition.
Okay, you got it.
Check that out, yeah. I want to
see that. Yeah, I'd love to see the Superman plank up there and see some people doing some crazy stuff, man. What a lot of people I don't think know about the new release, which is pretty cool. We have all the packages up in the store, and you got to go in and check them out, but the pricing is phenomenal, and there's so many more options now. Plus, where before you had to deal with customer service and go in, you have the shopping cart there. It's so easy to do it online. There's one, two, three packages, right? There's two packages that are split out, and then you can get the combo pack that has everything, the DDP Extreme. And then the coolest thing is everything is on the MP3s now. So you can get everything electronically, and you get those when you buy the base pack with the DVDs. You get those, plus you can get just the MP3s.
Yeah, our old system, you had to deal with a customer service agent that was going to try to sell you supplements and things that you didn't need, and we've gotten rid of all of that. But another cool thing is that, you know, some people are saying, you know, the price of the all 10 DVDs is like right at $100. And, you know, that seems kind of expensive. But the cool thing is that you can either pay up, spend $100 or you can break it up into 5 payments over 5 months.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can do that actually with all the packages. You can the other ones are like $20 a month or $29.95 a month or something like that for 3 months. But
yeah,
that's
what I did when I first ordered. That is a great option, especially around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I ordered them in two sets because I figured I looked at the base set at DDP Yoga when I originally did it, and I was like, you know, I don't know about this. You know, I know if I got into P90X, I'm not going to do it. So I split it up and got half the package. I got the wire, what is the DDP Yoga Pack 1, and I did that. It was phenomenal. And I said, I got to get the second one. And if you buy them both separately like that, you know, it's going to cost you a little bit more. You might as my suggestion is just get them all and do that payment plan if you can't get it all up front, because you're going to want them. Once you get them, you're going to want everything.
You know, there's a question that I saw that you guys may be perfect to address. when we put up the video that linked over to the Arthur video, we started getting a whole lot of new comments on there. And most of them, you know, that was response to most of them. I'll respond to some of them. But one guy came in and said, you know, talking about Arthur and saying the way that he lost the weight is unhealthy and he's probably got liver disease now. And, you know, I tried to tell the guy that he's got no idea what he's talking about, but I wanted to throw that out at you two and see what you thought about that comment.
You know, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I know when you lose weight drastically, it can mess up some things in your body. I haven't studied enough to say exactly what is going to happen, but what I can tell you, when I started, my doctor was on my ass, bringing me in every 3 months for 2 years. And if you look at my pictures, I didn't look. I mean, all my weight was in my middle. I was definitely unhealthy. I was sedentary. I had high blood pressure, creeping high blood pressure. He's about to put me on blood pressure medication. I had acid reflux. You know, I had obstructive sleep apnea because of the amount of weight, even just the amount of weight that I had. My doctor was happy. He told me to do this, okay? So coming in, eating healthy, and getting your life in check and doing it in a healthy and a controlled manner, which is exactly what DDP Yoga and the nutrition plan do for you, it's not something that's really going to damage you. And if you're doing it in cooperation with your doctor, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough to screw yourself up on something like this. Now, you hop into some of those other plans where they're doing, like, crazy diet routines. You're pushing yourself beyond your body's capacity. You're pushing yourself to pain. You know what? You're probably going to hurt yourself physically, and you're probably going to damage your body. But DDP Yoga, you do it right, and you do it in conjunction with your doctor and your doctor's advice, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think it's pretty, you know, it's pretty well known. Our Arthur never had any adverse effects or health problems. He did lose it, you know, very quickly. He was extremely focused. But basically, he did it very naturally. There was no prepackaged food, no drugs, no chemicals. He just really was focused in the extreme. And we all know Arthur is a pretty exceptional human being. But there have been no, you know, he didn't suffer any health consequences because of it. And that's what he wanted to do. That's how he wanted to drop the weight quickly. I took a different approach, and that worked for me. We all have to listen to our bodies and know ourselves psychologically and go with what works and feels natural to you. So that's what I would say. I personally didn't want to do the fast route, but that was me, you know, and I went at my own pace.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, like somebody just mentioned in the chat, or Jay just mentioned about someone who extreme weight loss. And I know that, number one, they're doing it the wrong way. obviously. But number two, that this question, because of stories like that, that question is going to come up. So I wanted to bring that up and kind of answer that.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that maybe we can take a look at. You know, right now, you know, not a health professional, and I'm not going to say, you know, that it's a good thing to do it that way, because it's not. And always seek the advice of your doctor. But you know, maybe we can look up a little better information for you guys and pop it back into the show a little bit later. I've got some utilities, and we've always got the professor out there, and I'm sure Arthur knows too from his own journey and is listening to the show and could probably pop something on the website talking about, you know, specifically for him, since it was sort of a question about him that sort of brought it up, but that everybody could take some bit of good information away from. So,
absolutely.
That's a good point, though. Thanks for raising it, Robert.
I had a bit of an argument with the guy because I know Arthur. I know that, you know, the only difference in his health is that it's better. You know, he doesn't have the issues that he had before. So, you know, I've got pretty intimate knowledge of the situation. So it bothers me when somebody comes in and with a preformed opinion, lacking the knowledge for that opinion.
Arthur's pretty exceptional, and
mm-hmm.
you know, his life now as it is, the way he lives it and the way he looks, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you do it radically, you can probably screw up, you know, throw your hormones into some strange balance, get your metabolism out of whack. Depending on if you're taking the right amount of protein, things like that, you could probably greatly impact yourself. But
I would, you know, what I did, and this was DDP's advice and Terry Lang's advice, was to consult with a nutritionist, which I did in the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
that was very valuable. And I recommend that highly. I mean, get a good one. There are good ones and there are not so good ones. I had a Team DDP yoga member tell me that her nutritionist said the whole gluten-free movement is a bunch of baloney and she should be eating gluten. So you really have to be careful. Get a reference if you can. Get a nutritionist who, you know, somebody else has a good experience with and go from there. That's what I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely have to do that. Seek the advice of as many people as you can, even from the layperson about their experience of somebody who's going through it, all the way to every medical professional that you think you need to talk to. You know, physical therapist, if you had some, you know, maybe some nagging injuries or anything like that, back problems, your chiropractor, your MD, you know, your nutritionist, anything you need to do if you think, you know, you might have a challenge with it, check with them. You have to.
Absolutely.
So, wow, we are at 3 minutes till 10. We're almost at an hour here. So if anybody wants to, like, throw something in real quick, if you're listening on the phone about, you know, if you're a waiter or you're an expector, if you have something to talk about that, coming into the holidays, 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216. Throw something into the chat room. And we'll try to catch up with you there. Other than that, I am actually happy I got through the show. I kept thinking, man, I was dreading tonight's show because I thought I was just going to have to throw down the phone and just be like, guys, I'm gone. But I make it through one more week, and I'm hoping tomorrow. I picked up a couple hobbies. I think I told you guys a couple. A couple weeks ago, maybe a couple shows ago, that I was really concerned about sort of pulling other things into my life to enrich my life. You know, I got a great life with my family and stuff, so I picked up guitar, and I also picked up duck pin bowling, which I love. If you've never duck pin bowled, it's one of the most awesome things you can do in life.
Wow.
Of course, this is coming from a guy. I 10 pin bowled through all my youth and belong to a youth bowling league, but tomorrow is my duck pin bowling night, so I'm hoping I can get through tomorrow, get my duck pins, and then I'll be set at least for another week until Wednesday, until, like, crazy life is happening all around me.
But that's a really good thing to
at least
have
you've got your priorities straight.
What's that?
It's a good thing to have a positive outlet, you know, and do something fun and just do something that, you know, for you. That's a really, I think that's just a good life strategy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got to have a little time for you. I mean, once you get your health in check and your life in check and you get that steady, there are a couple other things there. You got to constantly keep it interesting. Jay, right now I'm not doing a DDP yoga cooking show. Put them on the website. If that's a request, I can try it. But seriously, who's got the cooking stuff who's up there? I mean, you got the DDP salad video up there. You got Stacy cooking a couple things, and she's got the stuff up there, and she's got the Hungry for the Truth, which has a lot of recipes. And absolutely no midlife crisis here, Ryan. I think I'm in good shape. I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying life. I mean, you go through changes, like Stacy said, and when you change your life for the better, you want to start getting as much as you can out of life, or else this life is going to pass you by so fast while you're sitting on your ass. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to do that to yourself.
No, grab it with both hands now. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely have to. So
pretty soon you're going to have your hands full with Spark at number 3. So do really get in the fun while you can this week.
Absolutely. Robert, are you there, bro? Oh, no. And Robert, seriously.
Oh, Robert.
Dropped.
Hey, I just wanted to thank the regulars for tuning in to the chat room. Ryan, Jay, and Gene, thanks for showing up. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I'll throw some shout-outs there for anybody else who's listening. We've got a small presence out there in Spark People, sparkpeople.com. So anybody who is part of the DDP Yoga Nuts group that's out there, formerly the YRG Zero Impact Fitness Nuts, you know, thanks for stopping in. Anybody from the livestrong.com community, anybody else who's just listening who happened to come by because you're a fan of DDP, you're a fan of wrestling, you're a fan of working out and just being healthy, and you wanted to figure out what DDP yoga is all about, hopefully you get some good information off of this. Hopefully you get a little good kick and a little bit of motivation to go start it for yourself. And, you know, you got to check out all the websites. Check us out at Twitter, Team DDP or DDP Yoga on Twitter, Real DDP. Check us out, TeamDDPYoga.com, and of course the website that's going to get you everything to change your life, DDPYoga.com. So right now, if it sounds like we're in a little bit of limbo, we probably are, because we lost Robert a little bit, and I don't know if we can roll out the show without him or if he still has control of the room here. So let's keep it going until we figure out what's happening.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give an attagirl to Jean, because Jean is back, and she's more determined than ever. And, you know, she's inspiring me now. She's like totally on fire. She's recommitted to her health, and I just think it's all a journey, you know. And people who have challenges and maybe kind of take a break for a while, that's all fine, because it's a valid part of the journey. And you just know that the team is here. It's always going to be here, no questions asked. And when I saw her on the chat room a couple weeks ago, I was just like jumping for joy. I'm like, Jean's back. So welcome back, Jean, and atta girl, because you are on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations to anybody who's on it. It's great to have everybody here. I echo that, Stacy. You said it best. And that's a great way to go out, thanking everybody. And we actually got Robert back. We're good to go. So unless you got anything else, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to the holiday season. Treat everybody with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And when the 10% comes knocking. Kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kick it. Yep.